Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. We are going to elect... Swear to you, we are. We're going to elect a new governor and a new lieutenant governor and hopefully a new attorney general. But that's another story for another day. We on the Republican side can't quite seem to figure out exactly how we're going to be picking our team, which, no offense, doesn't exactly inspire a lot of confidence in me. But who knows? Maybe they'll actually make a decision, right? It's too late, as I understand it, to have the primary. And then is it the so-called assembled convention or an unassembled convention? Are you really going to be able to find some place where you could put, what, 10,000 people? Not according to Wreck-It Ralph, you can't. Is it going to be unassembled? Are we going to miss the deadline entirely and then have 72 members of the Republican State Central Committee make this decision? I don't know. I mean, I really, honestly don't know. But in the middle of all of it, we've really got some pretty doggone good candidates. And Winsome Sears happens to be, at least in my opinion, a really smart, savvy, talented woman who could make a big difference on our side of the aisle, could make a big difference, I think, as lieutenant governor. And she's joining us. Winsome, thanks for being here.
Thank you so very much for that wonderful round of endorsements. I'm going to grab it as an endorsement.
Well, you know, that and a nickel will get you about a nickel. But listen, I want folks who perhaps are not as familiar with you as some of us are, give us a little bit of the background and then talk a little bit about some of the ideas you've got for helping the Commonwealth.
Wonderful. So I am running for lieutenant governor here, as you said, Jeff. And, you know, my father, I'm going to quickly run through my bio, came with $1.75 and a suitcase from Jamaica right at the height of the civil rights movement. He said to me when I asked him why would he come when things were so bad for, you know, people who are black. And he said, because this is where the jobs were and that this is where the opportunities were. And sure enough, he, you know, took that $1.75 and turned it into getting any job he could find, and then put himself through school, got his career going, bought some real estate, became a landlord, and now he's retired. So I'm saying that if my father can come from a different country, a different culture, with $1.75 and make it, then it is absolutely positively possible to do that here in America when things are really not like 50 years ago. And so that's why I hate this victim mentality. I subscribe to the philosophy that a pastor in the 1920s first espoused, which is you can either light a candle or you can curse the darkness. Mm. And so if you're cursing the darkness, you're sitting doing nothing. But you get up and you flip on that light switch because, you know, we've got new technology. So you move from candle to light switch. You're doing something. You've identified the problem, and now you're going to try to fix it. And so you've heard all these people talk about equity, equity, equity. Mm-hmm. It's no longer equal. It's equity. And equity means that we all need to start from the same place. Well, if my dad, again, can start with $1.75, surely other people can do it. Because you know what it does when you have to take from someone to give to someone else so that they start as you believe at the same place, Jeff? Yeah. It creates old wounds start to fester. And, you know, they're pulling the scab off. And it means that we're going to need the Democratic Party to help us. And all it does is make them control us. And yep. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, and that does seem to be the situation, Winsome. We have so many people who are continually told you need to be angry, you need to be bitter. Whatever you do have or don't have is the result of someone else. And just sit back, give us your vote. We're going to make everything
right.
better. And
right.
You never have to think for yourself.
Which means I'll only have what you give to me, not what I'm going to work hard for. You know, in other words, I can't create wealth for myself to pass on to my children, which is what I heard the first George Bush say, which mm-hmm. caused me to realize I am a Republican. Listen, just this past Saturday, I was at a meeting and the board of supervisor gentleman here was Republican, was having a town hall and talking about matters and that racism is now part of the curriculum and actually has been for the past 3 years, where they're denigrating white people left, right and front and center. And I just couldn't believe that this is the kind of stuff that we're hearing. And one woman, white, liberal, jumped up and said, the black people need this and the black people need that. And you're all racist and you're all. And I had to, you know, say, hello. I need to talk here. And so I was recognized and she saw me. Do you know she would not give me the floor? She was.
Wow.
It was as if she's saying, no. I am white. I'm liberal. I know better than you. I'm an attorney. Let me speak for you. Oh, you know, I'm about to say something else, but oh, heck no. Are you kidding me? And so I had to sit her down. I have the floor. I'm recognized. I don't need your help. I need you to get out of the way so I can do it myself.
Yeah.
You're not my babysitter. You're not my overseer. You know, they have these liberal politicians. They have this thing where, I don't know, maybe it's their white guilt that they're trying to throw on everybody else. Well, if you feel so guilty, why don't you give us half of what you've got?
Right. I think that's a great observation. Winsome Sears is joining us. Winsome is seeking the Republican Party nomination for lieutenant governor. You know, one of the things, Winsome, that you were chatting about the other day, and I want you to share it with everybody, is the idea, you referenced it here, but I want to be even clearer and more focused on it, this idea that Virginians ought to be able to keep more of our money. It is our money, and in this day and age where you have Wreck-It Ralph out there with these ridiculous rules and outrageous dictates. And frankly, it's resulting in job loss. It's resulting in businesses closing. How can you help us to keep our own money, Winsome?
Well, here's the thing. There's this thing we call a budget. And the Democrats don't ever seem to know what a budget cut is. And so, unfortunately, they have received, well, the Northland told us that they received a $730 million windfall of our tax money.
Yep.
And they're going to keep it. They're not going to give us any of it back. You know, they think it's a gift, and it's more money for them to do what they want to do on top of the $500 million that they're proposing to slap on us. And see, this is why our businesses are closed, our schools are closed, and they're doing whatever they can. It's because they have, these Democrats have a mentality that they're going to tell everybody else how to live their lives. When they're saying that, no, Republicans are doing that. No, we just want to be left alone. We want to be able to keep our guns. We want to be able to open our schools. And if you're not going to do that, just give us our money so that we can take it to the private schools, because the private schools are open. I mean, is the virus that smart? It knows not to go to the public schools? I don't get it. And then it doesn't come out until after, what, 10 or is it 1? And so,
yeah.
when we get to, and by the way, that budget bill, the 753 pages, do you think any of them actually read it?
Oh,
no.
Gosh.
They don't know what's in there, but it's our money that they're spending. And I can tell you that for a fact because I didn't know what was in it when I was in the House of Delegates. And before you say anything about that, I voted against the entire bill because I didn't know what was in it. You drop it on me a week before or 5 days before I'm supposed to vote on it, and I don't know where the money goes, and it's in convoluted language, and something for somebody shows up on page 10, but then when you trace it, it's actually back on page 500. Nobody knows what's in that thing except those who really are in the know. And so I say, as Lieutenant Governor, if it comes through, and of course the only way I can stop it is if the senators are at a tie, and then I can be the tie break to say, the heck with this thing, send it back where it came from. So that's what I can do with that.
Well, listen, Winsome, I want folks to take a look at your ideas. And before I allow you to give out your website, do you have any idea exactly what the Republican Party of Virginia is doing? Are we having a convention, an assembled, unassembled primary? Are we just going to pick numbers out of a hat somewhere? What are we doing?
I'm in the wrong business if you're asking me that question. As I said before, I'm going to need a crystal ball or something to figure that out. And, you know, I'm laughing, but it's not funny. You know why? Because there are serious matters that needed to be tended to. And it's not happening because we've got, 72 people trying to all lead and nobody's following. And I don't get it because we, you know, at the statewide level, all three statewide candidates, there's a certain strategy if you're going to go primary, and it's still possible because they don't have to notify the electoral board until tomorrow what they're going to do. So, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll have an emergency meeting sometime today. But barring that, then it's either going to be a convention as we know it or the unassembled firehouse. But either way, it cannot go to 72 people. It conjures up images of the past that we're trying to get rid of, and it just shows we just don't have our act together. And frankly, it's appalling, and it's so unnecessary, and it shouldn't have come to this.
I agree.
But
it's
about power. It's about control. I don't know which way. I'm not privy to these things. I'm just a candidate trying to make it in this world so we can have better legislation.
You'd think they would have looped you in. All right, listen, Winsome, do me a favor. Now, give everybody a good website because I want them to learn as much about you as they possibly can.
Sure. So it's winsomesears.com, winsomesears.com. And, you know, just real quick, you're going to hear from other lieutenant gubernatorial candidates, and we all want the same things. We're Republicans. We believe in small government. We believe in less regulation. We believe in keeping our money in our pocket because we're the ones who worked for it.
Daggone
it. We believe these things, and we believe in 2A and everything else that's conservative. But only one of us can bring us as a party over the hump. We keep hitting the wall of 44% and losing because the other guys keep getting 50-something. Then we get 46%. They get 50-something. So that means we're hitting every Republican, all the Republican-leaning independents, the Libertarians, and who else am I missing here? The Tea Party Patriots. That's everybody.
Yeah.
So we've got to go get new voters, folks, and those new voters are Democrats. But they don't realize they're actually Republicans.
Right.
I can do that because I did that when I was elected in a 54% black district. Mm-hmm. Black voters are conservative, but unfortunately, when they're hearing only one side of the aisle, because we as Republicans think, you know, they're not going to ever vote for us, and that's all they hear. You got to come get us.
Absolutely. Winsome, I appreciate you being here. That is Winsome Sears. She is one of the folks seeking the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor, and she's absolutely right. Republicans have done a terrible, terrible job of reaching out to minority communities. I'm just going to tell you that. As a Jewish American, I never, ever had anyone in the Republican Party say, hey, have you thought about voting this way? Right? It was just assumed, well, Jews vote Democrat and blacks vote Democrat and Latinos vote Democrat. But here's the thing. You take a look through the last decade, two decades, you've seen the rise of Jewish, black, and Latino Republican organizations. And I know there are plenty of people who hate former President Trump, but guess what? He got record numbers of voters in those communities. We ought to think about this. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.